revival. In other words, when we speak of the Great Awakening, when we speak of leaving duality, leaving separateness, coming into our own divine essence, coming into our own divine expression, we're basically like in the washing machine now. And so as we arrive at the place of our heart is where they would like to begin. So we're being invited to open our heart space, and in particular to open our heart space to the truth of self. Because as we will allow ourselves to experience ourselves as forgiven and coming into our divine essence, we come on board. We come on board in our light. So as we will pay tribute to our divine essence, to our divine claim, to our divine realization. So this is where we're dropping the mind. We're dropping separation. So this, that, I have a problem. You know, I don't know what to do with an object, a separate commodity. So it's not that all that isn't going to get resolved. It's that it's going to speak its own language. In other words, what we're doing is we're consenting to our own divine Christ essence. So this has nothing to do with Christianity. This has to do with our divine self, our divine placement. So as we will come on board, as we will sing our song of our own true harmonics, we bring forth our new record keeping. So this is where we're solving these seemingly linear concerns by moving to our ascension status, moving to our new broadcast, moving to our new timeline. And so as we will have, they're saying, as we will take our turn. So taking our turn means to sponsor our true self, to sponsor our divine voyage. So as we will have a heart for self, as we will allow ourselves to persevere. So persevere is, I don't follow that like name game, that blame, like, well, if the victimization, or if I hadn't done this, or I should have done that, or if someone else hadn't done this. So all of this is relativity. What we're learning to do is to stand out. So when I just said stand out, we all became these like beautiful, it's not that we became, we always were, but what we were receiving is these beautiful light configurations that is signaling our new birth, that's signaling our new readiness, that's signaling our new orchestration. So this is where, like when I was speaking of the washing machine, it's like everything that we have been avoiding, everything that's keeping us hellbound. Hellbound is our old 3D lifestyle. So all of this is coming up for review. It's coming up for elimination. It's coming up for our victorious sequencing. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our new harmonics, these light codes are traveling and waking up ourself out of our conditioned residence. So again, what we experience has to do with our tall tale. In other words, the tale, the story that we've told ourselves. So this is our ego story. So we're stepping out in good faith. We're stepping out in new currency, in new abundance, in new commodity. So as we're receiving this, I just keep receiving everyone in these, just imagine like the brightest white light you have, it's like, I would call it supernatural, but it's actually natural. It's our true self. And so this is the energy as we part ways with the past. Now this is very, very important because we're gonna start seeing everybody in their truth, in their light. So in order to do this, including ourselves, we must be rid of the past. So this is the history, this is the personal history. This is where whatever happened the last time we saw them, or whatever that conditioned response is no more. So the mind is going to want to grasp, and it's like, where's the old script? Where's my old memory? What we're doing, and I literally see as if like there's been a storm or a hurricane or whatever, and it's like you're just walking amongst the rubble, and it doesn't even pay to try to put together the old. So this is where we're jumping ship. This is where we're shifting timelines where the past literally, excuse me, doesn't exist if we no longer attend to it. So this is where we're making great advances in our own conduct, in our own like solar system. In other words, we're exiting that old conditioned system, matrix, whatever you want to call it, and we're creating our new arrival. So this is where we make magic happen, where what didn't exist yesterday as a possibility is here tomorrow, because we have shared our blessings. We have coincided with our new establishment. We are not waiting for things to get better in the outer. We're not waiting for someone to apologize. We're not waiting for a handout. We're not waiting for anything. What we're doing as masters of the new earth is we're creating our new abundance. We're creating our new lifestyle. We're creating our new establishment. So as, again, we come to the place of the higher heart, where we're dropping the ego and we're initiates of love and light. So we're allowing that new signaling. So when I receive everyone, just imagine this amazing energy is being emitted from your spiritual heart, from the heart's chamber. And so this is arriving at your new placement. So this is where we create abundance. We create our new alignment. And so we call forth what we're now ready to see, receive. If we're still holding on to resentments, if we're still holding on to fear, guilt, all the afflictive emotions, well, it's gonna get foggy, it's gonna get stormy. We're not gonna find our way clear. So we wanna remember that everything that's coming up, just like in the beginning, it was like, oh my gosh, where is that light? Where is that light? The reason it's a little hard for us right now to find that all the time is because we're really in the middle of that wash. We're really in the middle of that baptism where we're releasing. We're releasing our false regard. We're releasing our old premise, our old beliefs, and extracting brilliance. So as we will have a heart for self, remember self with a capital S. So self is me and you. There actually is only one of us. So this is where we're all one. What does that mean? It means we're all the one sonship. We're all of the one true nature. So in essence, what we're doing is full speed ahead. So this is where we welcome our brethren, everybody, people that seem to support us, people that seem to not support us. In truth, are all extensions of love. They're extensions of the one true self. They're ones that we have been playing games with, in essence. And so everyone's been playing their part. So just imagine everyone's playing a part in a play, and then it's like dinner time or whatever it is. So you stop and you all come together in community. It doesn't mean physically we're coming together, though we may. It means we're coming together in the heart. We're coming to realize that we're supporting each other on higher levels of certainty. The more that we have that common value, that common view, so everyone's at different levels of recognizing it, the more that we come into our own encouragement, we offer ourselves our new obligation. And so our new obligation is our new residence. It's our new arrival. It's all that we're ready to see. So again, we have to observe it in consciousness. We have to agree upon it. And then as architects of the new earth, we create that symphony. In other words, we make it happen. So then it's, oh, isn't it lucky this was offered to me? Or isn't it lucky I suddenly remembered, or whatever it is? It comes to us by our grandest claim. So our grandest claim is choosing love. It's choosing, you know what? I don't need to follow the old script. I don't need to follow the old prejudice. And we all have them, because that's what is the building blocks of 3D. It's judgment, it's prejudice. And so as we open up our heart to our new alignment, our new affordability, our new ascension status. So ascension status is recognizing the highest approach, recognizing the truth. And so they're saying, like, this cannot be avoided. So in other words, we're the ones that keep choosing the light. We keep choosing love. We keep choosing our highest endorsement. So allow these energies to teach you your new quarters, your new stable, your new dormitory. So again, these are all expressions of our consciousness and where we're permitting ourselves to go, where we're permitting ourselves to receive. Because we're the ones that in essence graduate ourselves. We're the ones that make it happen. We're the ones that bring forth our highest arrival, our highest admiration. And so the admiration is for the light. This is very, very important. In each moment, we have opportunity of readiness. So as we will self-endorse, that means choose the light, choose love. Choose love. So again, it's coming forth in the simplest of occurrences, the simplest of measures. It doesn't matter what's occurred up till now. It doesn't matter how hard it's been. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Because again, remember, we're moving into new timelines. So what is to be is what we come upon, what we decide upon. And I literally have this huge like a cord, like fitting into an electric socket. So this is our choosing. Imagine just seeing a cord and it's like, oh my gosh, now I know why the light's not working. It's not plugged in. So this is the light in essence is us, and we have not been plugged in. So of course we've been in darkness. And of course when we're one with the light and truth, because we wouldn't be otherwise. So what we're doing is we're recommending ourselves to kindness. In other words, we're not waiting for mass consciousness to remember. We're choosing a new playing field. We're choosing our new field of adaptability. So in essence, it's choosing the new timeline. It's choosing love. So again, love is our true nature. Love is God. And love is the building blocks of the new earth. So it's not like, oh, let me just hand you a flower. It's let me hand you creative power and influence. Very different feeling, creative power. We're aligning with our creative power. So allow this light, allow this assimilation to reach abroad. That means to touch every area of your existence. Because every area is valid. It's all your consciousness. So what we're doing is we're teaching ourselves forgiveness. We're teaching ourselves self-mastery. And the beautiful part about this is no one can stop us. When I say no one, there is really no one out there. But you're not waiting on better economic conditions, political, like you're not waiting on anything in the outer. You decide. You choose. You make it possible in each defining moment. Let us receive. So again, we're receiving new affordability. So these codes are helping us to redirect attention, what we attend to, what we agree with, what we respond to. So allow this energy to self-endorse. In other words, be endorsed for our highest self, our highest purpose, the reason we took this incarnation. Sometimes we go after what our lower self wants and our higher selves trying to make their presence known. So So when we say thy will be done, it's not like we're losing. Our ego somehow thinks we're losing. So allow that redirection if need be. They're saying, say shortcut, allow the shortcut. They're saying that'll get everyone's attention. Allow the shortcut to be revealed. Let us receive.